pardon me for a moment, won't
yes.
you?
Yes. Whoa, we can hear that one in here, baby. That was a good one.
thank you, Ma.
I'm gone.
Pardon me.
Hey, you guys.
Ooh, Maynard.
What?
That was really some hot news.
Yeah.
I like your delivery.
Yeah. What's that, Rob?
No, never mind. You've got your, what's her name, Muffy? Who is that girl?
Bobette.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. Woo. There we are. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hi, Baby New Year. I wanted to check in with you and see if you're making any progress.
Hi, Boo Boo.
I've changed out of my baby diaper into underoos.
No, have you?
Well,
have you got Scooby-Doo underoos?
It's a nice look for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy,
okay.
It's 9 minutes after 6
I gotta
o'clock.
I got to go to the phone.
Yeah, would you please?
Robin and Matt present...
I'll tell you what, before we jump to our contestant, I wanted to speak with you briefly, sir. You were stationed at Antarctica?
Yeah, a place called McMurdo Station in Antarctica.
Is it truly the sunniest place and the coldest place on Earth?
Yes. And when you're at the Antarctica, we had heard that the blood rushes to your head. Now, is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That makes you a perfect contestant for Pylon, where we're going to start a clock, give you 15 seconds to name as many things in the category that you can.
Okay.
Well, your category, my friend, I think you will do exceedingly well, and that's name the seven continents. And when you get to number seven, we'll just automatically bump you right up to $100. So if you're all set to go.
Sure.
Let's go.
Fire away. Let's have at it.
We've got North and South America. We've got Europe and Asia and Africa and Australia and Antarctica.
Well, there's seven.
That is seven?
You left one out. Which
that's,
one?
That's right, you did.
You eliminated the mystery continent, the one nobody speaks of, the forbidden continent.
The forbidden continent?
The continent of Phoenicia.
Well, of course.
Oh, I've said it. Oh, the curse. Oh.
Well.
Can't breathe.
I can't either, but not for that reason. Well, now listen to me, Buster.
Oh, I said North and South America.
Yes, yeah. You said North and South America. That's two. You said Europe.
And Asia.
That's three.
Asia.
That's four.
Australia, you
Australia,
said.
Australia, five.
You Africa, said, and Antarctica. Seven.
Your task, name the eight continents. What is the forbidden continent?
You've got $100.
What is it?
Pick a,
come on, guys.
Pick a screwball name.
Phoenicia.
It's not Phoenicia, but it is for John. He has his own little globe that he plays with and spins and spins. It says, look, there goes Phoenicia.
Well, you're a lucky guy. There's $100 for you. You named the seven continents as you were instructed to do, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Hang on the line. We'll be back with a singing psychic
now,
after this.
Seattle, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video only.
Come in. Come in, I
come
say.
Come in, singing psychic. Come in, I say.
Say hey, Robin Maynard.
Hello,
hi.
Singing.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
Real good. How you doing, singing?
Just fine, thank you.
Nice to have you on the air in the third day of the third millennium. Something uncanny, isn't there?
Yes, it
you
is.
You feeling?
Hey, singing, you know, I wanted to refresh some of the predictions you'd made. Were there any that came true?
I predicted the Rams, the first of the year in St. Louis, that they would win, and I forgot all about it because I forgot who the Rams were anyway, as usual. Mm-hmm. And they had called and told me, and everybody else said I was crazy if I didn't quit predicting that because everybody would give such a stir about it. But anyway, and I predicted a whole lot of things, actually. I predict about 3,000 things a year, actually.
Did you predict the death of John F. Kennedy, Jr.?
Yes, I did.
I believe I remember that. It was last year or the year before.
Yeah, it was before he died. I think it was in the January before he died.
Well,
yeah.
It was on this show you predicted Mark McGwire's 61st homer would be in the stands where nobody could catch it, and it was. It rolled under the bleachers where a maintenance guy had to go get it.
But you also...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You also predicted the Mariners would win the World Series, which I won't forgive you.
What's your ratio? You know, I'm thinking, though, if you make enough predictions, some of them are bound to come true.
Yeah, well, a lot of them were just, you know, usually my craziest ones are the ones that come true. Like in Canada, I told the Post, I think, in Canada, this a newspaper there, these houses would fall in a hole, and at the time I kept saying, Francis, don't say that. You know, this is stupid. And then this lady came to me, and she told me she didn't believe my predictions till her house fell in a hole yesterday. You know, I felt so bad.
Well, yeah, but
I gave her free reading.
Come on, you should have said, what do you think? I warned you. I told you your house was falling in a hole.
All these houses were built over a coal mine. And so the coal mine gave way.
Oh, no.
Canada, that...
I built my house over a coal mine. I hope I'm all right. Singing.
No, he didn't.
No, it was a corn mine. Singing, what are your grand predictions, Juan?
Okay. But, you know, I'm not God, and I'm just...
No. You
You're know? God-like in a certain sense.
No. Well, it's as though I'd say I can see Saddam Hussein with those PlayStations that he ordered, hooking them up to the satellite and trying to start a war with Bush, but it'll backfire on him. Oh, yeah, and I can see Chuck Norrison's program that he's got for stopping gangs in the schools being implemented all over the nation. Oh. Okay, here.
Yeah.
I tell you, I have the big question of your many predictions. Is Saddam Hussein hooking PlayStations up to a satellite and starting a war?
He's ordered thousands of those PlayStations, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and the only
Well, his PlayStation has a trigger on it.
Yeah.
His PlayStation pumps hot lead and plenty of it, you know, usually in a family member.
That was kind of a funny prediction, actually, but I do see him starting a war, but it won't mean anything. It'll go up poof like that.
You tell me now, this morning we have a report that he suffered a stroke. Do you feel anything about that?
Well, I hope God goes ahead and takes him.
Yeah.
No,
well, if he doesn't, I'm sure
terrible,
W will.
I shouldn't
say
that.
Let me ask you this. No, it's not terrible.
But I would just assume like for him to go on, but there's so many of them that look just like him over there. I guess he's got thousands of children. I don't know.
Well, most of them are all armed and dangerous.
How long will the Billy Bob Thornton Angelina Jolie marriage last?
Who is that now?
It's Billy Bob Thornton and the lovely from the front, side view, different story, Angelina Jolie.
Okay. It looks as though it'll last for a while. About 10 years. Oh, yeah. If they look on the bright side and get counseling.
Oh, yeah.
Freud couldn't counsel that mess.
About a year.
Yeah. I hate to be narcissistic, but what do you see for the Robin and Maynard show?
Okay. Well, Robin and Maynard, you've been there a long, long time, and you didn't get the credit you deserved last year, but it comes up in time. Yeah, I can see a lot of stars coming your way.
Oh, like stars and boom.
Somebody hits you with a glove right in the face
knockout.
And then knocking birds and stars.
See? Yeah.
Singing? Thank you. I send you on your way. I grow weak. With your uncanny predictions, always lovely to have you on.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks, singing.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Listen to this.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
Just show me how good you are with your dukes.
I tried to earlier with your smart mouth. You almost got a monkey bump. But you turn just in time.
Oh, you're very lucky this time.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Right.